On the Crosstalk on WIZM, I'm Mike Hayes. Hope your day is going well so far, and we'll continue to do that. Go well. My guest in the studio this morning is Dennis Jacobson, who is a candidate for District 25, La Crosse County. You're a second term coming up if you're successful.
Yes, that's right, Mike, and thank you so much for inviting me this morning, and good morning to all your viewers.
Absolutely my pleasure. I am glad that we could make this connection. What is your concern about what's going on in county government these days?
Well, my concern, yesterday you had Mr. Garcia on from the Democratic Party, and I believe he was making comments that the Democratic Party was not getting signatures for other candidates. And apparently he doesn't understand what his party is up to, because on December 31st, former chair Tara Johnson, our current chair Monica Cruz, our second vice chair Randy Erickson, Tina Trigestad, and Rich Cornforth, they spent a New Year's Eve day traveling District 17 to get signatures for Steve Marcos so that Jack Pogreba would have an opponent. So these five Democrats were out in a different district collecting signatures. This is legal, but you should at least admit what you're doing. Then on January 1st, New Year's Day, Chair Monica Cruz, Second Vice Chair Randy Erickson, and Rich Cornforth traveled all the way out to the 25th district, where they had finally convinced Michael White to run, but they had to go and get signatures for him. So they also did this in at least one other district and possibly more, because a lot of the candidates don't bother to check and see who got the signatures.
Sure. And that's the problem, as far as you're concerned, is they wait till the very last minute, see that there is no competitor for a particular district. A campaign, they want that to change. They go out and get the signatures. They have a competitor all of a sudden, right there at the last minute.
Right. And I think if you're going to run for the county board, you should be running for the board because you care about the entire county.
Sure.
You care about
the
district. You want to serve.
Right.
Not because you were forced into it or your arm twisted by a political organization.
Right. And we should just continue to make perfectly clear that what they did was not illegal.
Right.
Just kind of cheesy.
Well, exactly. And it's totally legal, but you should at least tell the truth about it.
Right. Well, and at the very least, be sure and tell William Garcia about it so he doesn't spend time on the radio saying we don't do that.
Right.
Because clearly they do. In the meantime, then, you're running for your second a term as District 25 representative. Are the same issues for you? And I don't want to make it sound like you're in the complete boonies. But way out there, really rural broadband, maybe it's more important where you are because there is a less big city. Rural broadband and roads are still a big deal for you, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And rural broadband is becoming more and more important. I compare it to the necessity that 100 years ago when we needed rural electrification. Since 2014, the state has issued over $200 million in grants on 350 projects throughout rural Wisconsin to get rural broadband up and moving. The counties that got this had leadership that was working on this. They had contact people. They had committees that were working on it, and they had some investment. Upon being elected, I discovered we had no committee, we had not invested a nickel, and we had no contact person, so this first $200 million went to all the counties around us. So we are just getting started, and it's really, really sad. You look at the eyes of these kids out here, they can't do their homework, people can't work from home. The students come into their classes and the teachers have difficulty because half of their students can't do their homework.
Right. We've heard all the stories about those kids doing their homework in the parking lot at McDonald's in town because that's where they can get service.
Yes. And there's cases where after school people are driving their children into West Salem or somewhere where they have service. But when these kids are under a lot of pressure, so when they get into middle school and they can't do their homework, then their attitudes change, and then they become depressed. It's a mental health issue, and it's an issue for their future.
Right. Well, then it could be without that kind of opportunity for these kids, things get considerably bleaker for those kids. And I know a long time ago, do you still hear? A long time ago, one of the arguments was, hey, you chose to live way out there. You don't have broadband. I'm sorry. Then, you know, don't live out there. Do you still hear that?
No, I don't hear that at all anymore. And we've finally gotten, you know, we're in the 21st century, and it's essential to do your schoolwork, to work from home. Your medical community, your business community, they all need this communication.
Is there an opportunity for a broadband via satellite as opposed to running wires all over the place?
There is some opportunity there. It's very expensive. One thing is to have broadband. Another thing is to have broadband that the middle-income family can afford.
Sure.
And the other thing, anytime it's satellite, when you have poor weather, you lose your service.
Yeah, that's tough too. All right, so La Crosse County missed out on their share of the first $200 million. It went to everybody else, so they've got to jump on the game. What's next for La Crosse County?
After many, many requests, we finally have a committee formed, and we have a contact person formed, and we have now hired a consultant. So we're on board to, you know, we're 5 or 10 years late, but we're started, and whatever becomes available for funding in the future, we hope to see some progress.
No funding available at the moment.
Well, there is some federal and state funding available, but we're just not prepared to apply for it yet.
It. Yeah, okay. All right, so broadband coming, just not tomorrow. Roads and repair, hopefully coming tomorrow. Your roads are not in any better shape than anybody else's roads throughout the county, are they?
No, actually not. We have 280 miles of county highways in La Crosse County, which is fairly typical of most counties. We have 109 miles of those that are in need of paving. And the reason for this is we've only been paving about 5 or 6 miles of roads a year for the last 20 years, hence we're 100 miles in the hole. We did get the budget increased this year so that we're going to be paving 14.8 miles. And if we can continue that for the next 10 or 15 years, we'll catch up about halfway on that.
Well, and is it because there's not enough money, or it's just simply not being spent? Because I've heard that from a number of people, that the votes haven't been there to vote for spending more on roads.
Yeah, actually, the resolution to increase the funding, I started working on that a year ago. There were numerous votes in the board to get this through. It just barely passed. La Crosse County is not a poor county. We have the sixth highest sales tax revenue of any county in the state. Our property values are going up. It's just a matter of priorities where you choose to spend the money. And the priorities have been not to take care of the roads.
Where have those priorities been?
Well,
you watch the money being doled out. Where's it going?
Well, we have a lot of bricks and mortar out here that are probably unnecessary. We have committed nearly $8 million for homeless, and this is a necessity, but I think the way we're spending this money is not all that wise. And another example of poor cash flow management, the previous decade, we borrowed $39 million to pay for the roads. So today, we still owe $15 million on the previous decade's
on
roads.
On that borrowing, yeah.
And our payment is $3 million. So we're paying for an annual expense from last decade. So it's just cash flow management.
Right, and that's just, that needs to be corrected. So, you know, the hardliner will say, well, we spend nothing on it until we get the debt cleaned up, and then we'll start spending lots of money on the important issues like roads.
Well, our payment on our road debt is being reduced. It was nearly $4 million. So as that debt goes down, without a impact on our property taxes, we can fund the roads. It's just a matter of if we're willing to.
Well, and why does it seem that when a majority of La Crosse County reps vote on a particular issue, they are not voting in favor of fixing the roads? They're voting on in favor of doing something else with that money. Where are those priorities?
I just think, I don't think they understand the value and the need of the roads in the rural areas. A lot of the farmers and business people have to drive 10 or 15 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour. Imagine trying to haul cattle over a road where you have to go 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's tough, especially if you got to go for a while. I mean, you got to go a ways, not just a mile or two. Yeah, that's tough. All right, so how do you go about, have you tried to put together a coalition of like-minded county board reps to try and, I don't know, move those who are spending money over here to stop that and put money back over into priorities that seem to be more important to voters? I don't hear anybody saying, yeah, you know, roads are important, but there's this other thing that's really important. Everybody that comes to this program says roads are it, roads, and then other stuff. Doesn't seem the county reps have that priority.
Well, we did get over half of the county supervisors in favor of roads. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of education, and I think more and more and more they're discovering how important this is to the economy of the county, to the tourism of the county, to the safety of the county. We have 11 miles of cable rails that were last installed probably in the 1960s. They've been removed almost all over the state. And these are things that just, for safety reasons, need to be taken care of over the next few years.
I guess. Dennis Jacobson, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I appreciate getting a chance to re-meet you. Apparently, a couple of years ago, we spent some time together. I'll have to remind Bill Feehan about that when I talk with him later. In the meantime, thank you very much for coming in. Good luck in your quest to get a second term on the La Crosse County Board.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. And good morning to all the viewers, and thank you for listening.
Don't forget how important it is to vote.